This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Commercial real estate has been an economic undercurrent the past couple of weeks. What all those empty offices might mean for the financial sector, and then more broadly as well. There are, of course, still a whole lot of unknowns. You don't know who's swimming naked till the tide goes out, if I might quote Warren Buffett for you. One thing we do know is that foreign investment in commercial real estate in this country has dropped significantly. There are some exceptions to that, but there is also some light to be shed on how domestic commercial real estate might be doing. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
The height of foreign purchases of U.S. real estate was in 2017. Economist Jessica Louts is VP of Research with the National Association of Realtors.
And that was representing, on the residential side, $153 billion.
It is now just $53 billion.
It really has come down.
But the percentage of homes in the U.S. owned by non-Americans is usually pretty small, between 2 and 3%. The percentage of commercial real estate owned by foreign investors is a lot higher, or at least it has been. Riaz Kassam is global head of international capital for real estate services company JLL.
Historically, the average is around 10 or 11%, and last year it was 6%.
That drop, Stephen Bethel saw it firsthand. He's national director of Fraser Capital Brokerage and Valuation.
My Taiwanese banking clients are not making any commercial real estate loans in the United States right now. And the home offices are afraid of U.S. commercial real estate. And we've heard that also from some of our Canadian clients as well.
On the one hand, interest rates are still high, and there's uncertainty about when they'll come down. That's affecting investors, both foreign and domestic. Sales volume in commercial real estate is down 63% in the U.S., says Bethel. But on top of that, some foreign investors have economic problems back home and need to cash out. That's particularly the case for Chinese investors. Korean investors bet heavily on office space in the past. They got burned, and they're getting out. Again, JLL's Riaz Kassam.
Yeah, we're seeing office buildings sell for 30, 40, 50, even 60% below what the values were at the top of the market.
But there are areas of commercial real estate where foreign interest is strong.
I was just in the Middle East 2 weeks ago meeting with a lot of the large sovereign wealth funds and big investors. They continue to be interested in U.S. real estate, but they are more focused on things like data centers, life science, student housing.
Things that are not office buildings. That foreign interest is helping prop those sectors up, while office buildings continue what Kassam calls a slow burn. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.